This is Mix938.com. Real Mix. Real You.
You know, one of the beauties of this job is that you get to meet so many good people in life. And I'm really honored, and I welcome Graham Hochschild into the studio today. Just let me give you a little bit of a background. Graham is a professional canine behaviorist, a psychologist, a psychiatrist. He's just done it all. He is just an amazing man who's seconded and deployed to help us with the behavior modification of our animals and drugs and dogs. And if they are in a state of, and Graham will actually give us exactly what he does. Coming out of the canine unit from military training, he has all the credentials to help us with our canines. So a very warm welcome, Gray.
Gavin, thanks so much for having me here.
Yeah, it's an absolute honor. And your credentials speak for themselves. Many of us, just the common garden folks, we have animals, we have dogs, we have cats. And one of the things that we are unaware of sometimes is how do we because we can communicate with our dogs and our animals, right?
I really believe that you can. And,
yeah.
And honestly, it's one of the most important things that you can communicate with your dogs is the love, the care, the attention. And for me, what's most important is positive reinforcement.
Right.
Recognize everything that they do right. Do not punish your dogs. Don't smack your dogs. Don't scream at your dogs. It's all about love and positive reinforcement. And you know, with that and the training, your bond is unbreakable. It's absolutely set in concrete.
Yeah. All of us know that we can have a very hard day at the office. We can come in and those dogs just love us. It's that unconditional love that we receive from them so lovingly. But sometimes, this is one of the things I want to ask you. Sometimes a dog yaps and yaps and yaps. What is the mental state of the dog going through? Is he trying to communicate something with us?
So not only trying to communicate, and you've mentioned the yapping of the dogs. It could be a dog that has been neglected. It could be a dog that's very bored at home.
Mm.
They don't have companionship. They wait and wait all day for their humans to come home. And when the humans come home, of course, they get excited. And talking about the unconditional love is that I've dealt with so many dogs that have been really badly abused.
Mm.
And they still have unconditional love for humans. It's remarkable. It's amazing. But yes, you know, one really needs to control the yapping. And I would always recommend getting a friend or a little baby brother or sister for your doggos, and it does make a difference.
Absolutely. There's a beautiful quote that I read, and it really resonated with me. It was that God said to dogs, "I tell you what, you're so beautiful, you can take my initials."
That's amazing. I love that saying. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They're so beautiful, they can take my initials too.
Absolutely. The issue of dog, is there a situation where we cross a line with a dog and we give them maybe too much affection and too much love that they kind of, I had a dog handler or behaviorist come to my house and he said that he could see that I was an easy touch for the dog because I was like, whatever the dog wanted, to jump on the bed, jump on my head. But I think he said to me, I didn't create like a border. That was a failing of mine,
well,
he said.
Exactly. I mean, he's right in what he said. It's all about creating boundaries and security. And I mean, let's be honest. The first thing that you do when you go home is that you're going to call your dogs. Oh, good to see you. Come
right.
to daddy. Let's
yeah,
play.
Yeah.
And that just really boosts that level of excitement.
Right.
So now you have friends that come around to your house and they go, oh gosh, dogs are going to jump on us. It's going to be a pain. But anyway, let's just deal with it. So yes, there are boundaries.
Mm.
And you as a responsible parent, doggy parent, and your friends, whether you're leaving home to go somewhere or coming home, you have to change your attitude where no touch, no feel, no voice. So you walk into your home as if nothing has happened. After maybe 10 minutes, 20 minutes, your dogs will soon calm down and lie down. And that is the opportunity when you go up to your dogs and you play and you love. And you can also give them a little reward because they've been really good. And they tend to get into that kind of habit. And it's good manners.
Right.
And you will be surprised the difference. It's a big difference. Even when you go out, you know, oh, mummy's going out. I'm going to be back later, baby. Don't miss me. It's the same kind of excitement. It's the same kind of anxiety. You don't do that.
Right.
You just simply leave. And when you come back, you do the same thing and you give rewards. So it's all about positive reinforcement.
What happens, Gray, if you have six dogs, you have four dogs, you have two dogs? Can they feel if one's getting more attention, or how do you split your kind of time in that situation with a pack?
Well, let me ask you this question, Gavin.
Mm.
If you had five children,
mm.
how would you divide your time and what would you do? Would you treat them equally?
Yeah. Yeah,
so absolutely. I mean, dogs are to be treated equally, but they have feelings too.
Mm.
And their feelings and their emotions are much stronger than ours, much stronger than human feelings and mental intellect and mentality. So yes, it's very important to treat the pack exactly the same. And you will see different kinds of behavior. Especially with dogs that are a different age.
Mm.
You know, puppies have got more energy.
Mm.
Granny and grandpa dogs have got less energy.
Mm.
So you can see it. Yes, you can. That's my answer.
Very good question you posed to me. If you've got five kids, grandkids, children, you want to love them equally. So that was a good analogy. We're going to come back to Graham Hochschild in just a moment. All right, we're speaking to Graham Hochschild, and he's a professional canine, I would say just a professional canine handler who can get into the head of your dog and kind of steer you in the right direction in terms of how you deal with your animal. And so it's very interesting, this discussion, Graham, because a lot of folks rescue dogs. And tell me about this this area of conversation, the rescue dog versus buying a dog from an authorized breeder. What's your take on that?
I'm very glad that you asked that question, because I do see a difference. If you're an authorized breeder, they're supposed to be able to give you lineage up to 5 years. Then you know that they're a proper authorized breeder and that the puppies are healthy and come from a good environment. So dealing with rescue dogs, I just want to say that first of all, I am super hardcore involved with Woodrock Animal Rescue. And actually it's because of them that I opened my academy. I became a volunteer about 2.5 years ago, more on their rehoming. I don't do training for them, but I'm very involved with their rehoming. And very involved also with a Paws at Work project, where we have 10 registered therapy dogs that we take into the Discovery Building. And it's really remarkable to see the reaction between dogs and humans. People come in, their blood pressure drops, they sit, they talk to the dogs, and it's amazing. And I do feel that I see a difference between a pure breed dog and a rescue dog. Rescue dogs, they've come out of bad situations, but when they realize that they're with a kind, loving, nurturing family, you just get that feeling. I can't describe it, but you do get that feeling. Nonetheless, I love all dogs.
Mm. The dogs have this kind of ability. I'll tell you what happened. I lost the child, okay?
Shame.
I lost
the son. I'm sorry.
No, thank you. And I was crying, and I have this little Yorkshire Terrier. He jumped on my chest, and he licked my tears away. And he kind of connected with the emotional pain I was going in. And it just was amazing. how he comforted me. He comforted me during that traumatic and sad period.
So just to comment on that, Gavin, they're incredible. Dogs are very intuitive. And going back to our therapy dogs Paws at Work, Widrock Animal Rescue, they are intuitive and they will make their way to people who feel stressed, feeling under the weather, might be feeling a little bit depressed, and they sit with them and the mood changes. Mm. And talking about what you feel when your Yorkie came to you and just licked those tears away, I feel it too. Because there are many instances and many clients that I've spoken to where we found out that their dogs know that their wives or girlfriends are pregnant before they do. How's that for a story? It's true.
Real, yeah. I need to ask you this question. This has been such an interesting conversation with you, Gray. If folks want to get a hold of you or they want to come to you, you know, for training or for modification of behavior, how do they do that?
Well, it would be great if they followed me on Facebook, which is Gray's Canine Academy, and then my website, grayscanineacademy.co.za, and I'll punt my phone number too, guys, so it's 083-4577-848.
Say it again if you don't mind.
Okay, my number again, 083-4577-848. And Gavin, if you don't mind, I just want to add a bit of extra there.
Please.
You know, my inspiration comes from Estelle, who started Woodrock, Jax, who I work very, very closely with, she runs Woodrock. And then they've got the most fabulous trainer behaviorist, whose name is James. And that's where I really picked up my inspiration, is because it lit that flame, it ignited my flame, and that's when I decided I'm opening my Canine Academy. And I spoke to Jax, and the level of support and the kindness has just been unbelievable, and we have a beautiful relationship together. So, you know, my heart goes out to Woodrock, and a very big thank you to them.
I know that our radio outlet, we are very into the Woodrock organization in terms of helping them wherever we can. Mm. And you're doing something that many of us really do appreciate, you know, because we don't know the level of extent to to try and reform dogs that have gone a little bit astray. So we need folks like you to actually come in and help us. I just want to ask you a final question.
Yes.
Which dogs are the doofest dogs to try and rehabilitate, and then which ones are the smartest dogs?
I knew you were going to ask that kind of question.
Yeah.
So then we obviously have to talk about the Vitasol product.
Right.
So the doofest dogs.
Yeah.
Right. My family have got two little cross between Dachshunds and a little bit of something else and another little bit of something else, and quite honestly, as lovable and as affectionate that they are, they are truly the doofest dogs
have. But they're still beautiful.
They're beautiful. Yeah. And, you know, best friends with the cat as well. And, you know, when you're talking about super intelligent dogs, the most trainable dogs, my belief, is the Belgian Malinois.
Mm-hmm.
They were originally bred for safety, security, search and rescue, tracking.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of that dog. Yeah, they are the most intelligent dogs.
And they're available in
the
South
world.
Africa?
They are available in South Africa.
Okay.
And the one thing that I can advise all the listeners out there, if you're not a professional handler and if you don't have the experience, do not get a Belgian Malinois. It's very well known that Belgian Malinois, after they grow up from about the age of 8 months, 9 months and above, that they are surrendered to the SPCA because people just don't know how to handle them.
Mm.
So they're very special dogs. They can really be amazing. And then, of course, you know, you get your lumpy, silly golden retriever. They're super intelligent. I love them to bits. I can just go through all the breeds. But if you're talking about intelligent, I mean, then there's your French poodle.
Hmm. Are they clever?
They are very, very clever.
The French police use the big ones. I know. Yes. I've seen images.
Yes, they do.
All the dogs that I've ever had in the family, our most intelligent dog was the Border Collie.
Very, very reactive. Bred for herding. And when I say reactive, very active as well. And if they, like the Belgian Malinois, if they are not put to work, their energy levels explode.
I used to run with our Border Collie, and I was lagging behind. This dog was shoot, man, and what a sprinter.
Yeah, but I'm sure you enjoyed that too.
I loved it. You know, it was great. And Graham, sadly, we have to say goodbye to you, but I want you to come back. I really do want to see you again.
I would love that.
Abby would like to see you. Unfortunately, she's doing some business. You know, she runs this massive operation called Mix, so she's out doing some business. But it was an honor to meet you, and there's so much more we have to cover in the next interview. So if you would promise us, we'd be great. So, folks, if you wouldn't mind, what Graham is actually saying to us is support Woodrock or any single outlet that is looking after animals. I'm sure he doesn't have a bias, but he is at Woodrock, and you can go and meet him there. And just give us your number again where folks can get hold of you, Gray.
Gavin, thanks. And also thanks for the opportunity, guys. I appreciate it. My number again is 083-4577-848. And before I end off,
yes, sir.
I just want to let you know that a working dog is great. They need to be exercised. They need to have fun. And I'm super involved with the Vitasol Dog Park in North Riding. It's a playground for dogs.
Oh.
There's a doggy pool. There's doggy sprays. Daria, who actually runs the park, is a retired vet nurse. She's a walking dictionary. And it's a beautiful place to go exercise your dogs, where you can book a space so that you're there on your own with your dogs off leash. And I think it's something that I'd love to discuss with you.
Yes.
And chat about
Vitasol.
Vitasol, V-I-T-O-Z-O-L.
Okay.
It's a fantastic product. People really need to research it in terms of...
Is there a website?
CBD.
Yeah.
There is a Vitasol
CBD
website.
Meaning what?
Yeah, so the CBD, it's got the THC product.
Okay.
And for dogs that are very traumatized, it's also very good for lightning and thunder, for noises, for stress, for anxiety.
Right.
I've personally used it on a number of dogs, and the difference is incredible.
Oh, I thought you were saying you personally used it.
Well, I had a doggy biscuit this week,
okay.
So that was great. I have had a lovely drive home.
Yeah. You know what? That's another thing we got to do, Theo, with Gray, is talk about diets for dogs. Well, are we feeding them correctly? So much information that we require from you on our next speak on diets for dogs. Some of the dogs are overweight, some are too thin, some are their spines are not doing well, and is there a way we can get to rehabilitate them to perform at their best? But, sir, let me shake your hand and say thank you very, very much.
There you go.
All righty,
we're shaking hands, and thank you.
Nice to meet you, sir.
This is Mix938.com. Real Mix. Real You.